Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
In 2017.
It's a try!
Oh! Run hard and tackle hard.
You'll hear more footy than ever before. Across the Triple M network. For Bryden's lawyers, protecting your future. Peter Sterling, Tony Squires, Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor, and James Hooper.
Oh, you gotta love your rugby league.
Triple M Rocks the Footy.
This is Saturday Triple M NRL.
How good is this? It's the second day of spring. Beautiful warming weather in Sydney. Sun shining brightly down on the green sward of Allianz Stadium in Sydney. The Roosters taking on the Titans. Kickoff in 1 hour. That's the time we have to count down to that kickoff with you, Ryan Girdler, James Hooper, Wendell Saylor, and me, Tony Squires. Just enjoying your company for another hour. Plenty to get to as we look down at the New South Wales Cup score, where the Wangaroos 26 lead the Canterbury Bulldogs 20. 14 minutes to go in this game in the New South Wales Cup. All right, there's plenty of action coming up in terms of rewards for great players. I'm, of course, talking about the Dally M Awards, given we hope that the players will be turning up. Hoops, I don't know what the latest is.
They'll be there, Tane. I think they confirmed in the paper today that they're on board. They're all in.
They're all on board. I know we can't be definitive just yet. I just thought we might throw around a few names in terms of helping out those who are doing the Dally M votes. They went, obviously, behind closed doors some weeks ago in terms of the Dally M medal. Just through the team, though, of the year, can I just throw around first some backs. Let's go through from fullback and see if we can help them out and nut out who will be the Dally M team of the year. Who have you, what sort of names are we thinking in the back? Obviously, Tedesco would have to be in the frame. He's played.
Yeah, Teddy. Yeah. Teddy's been good. I know he was injured there for a little while, but I think Billy Slater's been wonderful this season. I'm a bit biased too because I'm a massive Billy fan. Tom Trbojevic, I think he's played, had a good season.
Yeah,
I think
huge.
He's huge.
Yeah, look, I think you've got to play a certain amount of games, don't you? And I mean, Billy played 17 matches, so I don't know if that's enough. Tedesco, he did play. He's up around the 23-24, so he's played a fair bit of footy. They haven't had a lot of wins though. I'm leaning towards Tommy T as well. I just think that they had sort of a run of success, and he was, you know, when they're winning games, he was kind of, you know, one of their best players, and he's played over 20 games, so I think Tom will be very close to getting a nod.
Tommy Trbojevic. We spoke with Jake Trbojevic during
one
the week.
One of the genuine most nice blokes you'll ever meet.
Yeah, indeed. And we're talking about his surname, and he said his father used to book restaurants under the name of Smith because they just...
It was too hard.
What's that J about? All right, so we've got Tommy Trbojevic, I think, is probably the leading contender on the at fullback. I only need one winger from you, gents, not to two, just for the team of the year.
You've got to go straight to the dual international. Yeah. Who does he like?
I'll go with Sammy, I think, just in front of Vunivalo. I know Vunivalo's been wonderful, but for some reason, I love Big Sammy. I'm going to go with Sammy.
You know the other one who I reckon's been phenomenal?
Josh Adokar.
Rapana.
Yeah, Gordon
Rapana.
Yeah, I suppose he's...
He's been great
those,
in a side that hasn't made the finals. He's been super.
Yeah. I'll go Sammy. Who are you going?
Yeah, I'll probably stick with Sammy as well because, you know, Melbourne Storm, when they win, they've got just so many players that contribute, so it's hard to get points. So I think when Sammy stands out, Parramatta win.
Yeah.
He gets the points.
Like in those games where he scores four tries, or three tries.
That's easy.
Yeah, he's not competing with Cameron Smith and Cooper Cronk and those guys every week. So, I'd give it to Semi.
Right. And you, of course, you would have been a Dally M Centre of the Year at some point in your illustrious career, Gerds. Who do you like?
I think it's hard to go past Will Chambers this year. Had a really good season, played 19 games. The other guy I'd like to say who's had a really breakout season, I believe, is Dylan Walker. As well for the Manly Seagull, so I think it'd be out of those two.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I've got Will Chambers, and Dylan Walker has been wonderful. I just thought he was very unlucky not to be in Origin this year, but Chambers for mine.
Dane Gagai obviously had an amazing Origin. He didn't quite carry that through playing with Newcastle.
But very tough to go back and play like that, with Newcastle.
And you don't pull points when you lose. Yeah. Generally, you don't pull a lot of points when you lose.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there's your centre. What about the number six?
Well, I think for me, I'm going to go with Michael Morgan. I think he's stepped up and he's played some pretty good football. I know Munster has been wonderful as well, so, you know, either one of those guys. I'm not sure about you, Gertz.
I'm going to go with Luke Keary.
Okay.
Yeah. Played a lot of footy, and, at the start of the year when the Roosters were on song, he was front and centre. So
he's been a good buy,
hasn't
he?
To beat. Yeah,
he's
really good buy.
Very good buy.
Yep.
All right, Luke Keary for you, Gertz, number six. And at halfback?
Gee, this is tough. DCE. probably hard to go past
he's had a great season.
That he's had would have polled pretty well. And, you know, there's the usual contenders in Cronk and Pearce. Has Nathan Cleary done enough in the back end of the season? He probably got a consecutive 3 points. They had 8 wins in a row or whatever it was. So he might have tallied late, but I would say DCE.
Yeah, I went Nathan Cleary, but I think, you know, you've sold me on DCE. He has had a pretty good game, and he has had some clutch moments, especially last week, so we'll go with DCE.
Yeah, I reckon the other bloke who'll poll really strongly as well is Mitchell Pearce, because I know as much as the Blues didn't have success in State of Origin, his club football form and his combination with Cleary has been outstanding, so I think Pearce is a big chance too.
All right, that's probably among those two. All right, well, let's push forward into the forwards then. Number 13, the lock.
Yeah. This is a crack field. Yeah, this is a crack field.
You know, there's Nathan Brown, Josh Maguire. You know, there's just, yeah. Look, I've gone with Josh Maguire. I just reckon he's evolved so much from going to the front row to the back row and playing like he's done. He'll be the Broncos player of the year this year. So I'm going with Josh Maguire.
Jason Taumalolo is just hands down the best forward in the game.
Yep,
and he just can't be denied. He won it last year, or he drew with Cooper, and again this year, even though without Thurston Scott, it has not affected his game. And I think that was the big test for him. And everyone said he signed the big contract. You know, what's his desire like? Then he's lost all the key players around him. How's he going to go? And he has not blinked an eye. So I'm going to go with.
He's actually probably gone even better. Yeah, there's an argument without in the absence of Matt Scott and some of those other key forwards.
He's going over the next couple of years. It's going to be hard, eh?
I think he will for the next couple, but it's beyond that. Yeah. It's they're going to have to figure out how to tailor exactly the way that he's going to play.
The number 13 role has just really evolved, hasn't it? It's very different now. It's kind of that power running forward. And we talk about spine of a team. But 13 is also
got to mention
so
Jack
crucial.
DeBellin amongst that.
Yeah, he's been huge.
His season's
he's
been I think
huge.
He'd be,
Nathan
I think
Brown
been,
as well. For
I think he's been Dragon's best this year, Jack DeBellin. So, yeah, you can't go without getting a little mention there.
Okay, a little bit forward in the back row with the second row. Who are you going to go with?
Matt Gillette, Luke Lewis are my two. You know, out of those, I think Louis is about wide. He's
played his 300th
he's
game.
He's had a season. And Matt Gillette, like, best on ground for the Broncos almost every week.
Could have played some for the Blues again this year, I reckon. Couldn't he, Luke?
Luke Lewis, I wouldn't have let anybody down.
Could have done with his leadership in there, actually.
They shouldn't have dropped. When they dropped him three or four seasons ago, I think that was a mistake. And I know for a fact, because I've heard Queenslanders like Darren Lockyer often say that they couldn't understand why Luke Lewis was moved on from that side.
100%. Yeah, Matt Gillette, he's a wonderful player. Even when he had a dip, he still wasn't playing that bad. You know, they were comparing him to Bradley Clyde like this year, and he had a bit of a dip there. But, I'll go with Matt Gillette.
Going back to 5'8", Gareth Widdop didn't get a mention.
He I've got him down here, but at that point, I think you guys just wanted to speed it up and go with one. But he would have tallied really well early, but it's just been the back half of the season that he would have struggled. So, but he'd be thereabouts.
Yep. Okay. Front row.
Jesse Bromwich and Sam Burgess for me. So you can go with either of those. I think, you know, Sam Burgess plays anywhere there. Jesse Bromwich, I know he had a little misdemeanor there, but he's been pretty consistent this year.
Yeah, I'll go with Sam Burgess. He pulls on the 10 most weeks, and he's just been enormous for South Sydney this year. Paul Vaughan, special mention, but I think Sammy Burgess.
Can there be anybody to challenge C. Smith in the number nine?
It's betting suspended, don't say daylight. Suspended. He'll win the Dally M, and that will mean that he automatically wins the Dally M Hooker of the Year. Geez, had a hell of a season. What a season he's had.
Plenty to come here. We are going to find it. We're going to work out and whittle them down. The Triple M Footy Voice, who are our finalists, will get there. We'll play a bit of 3 and 5. And, of course, for Iveco Trucks, we will preview this game. That's all ahead. Saturday Triple M NRL doing it for Bryden's Law. Yeah, a bit of Prince to rock the footy for you, as Triple M likes to do on a Saturday afternoon. We are at Allianz Stadium ahead of the Roosters taking on the Titans. Kickoff will be at 3 o'clock. You can hear it all with Maroon right here. Or, of course, you could download the Triple M NRL app right now and click onto the link through to the ridiculously biased Roosters call, which is a terrific option for you if you love your Roosters. Or if you just feel like getting angry and you're a Titans fan. And these are the people who will do it for you. I'm, of course, talking about Brian Fletcher, Chris Page. Page will be there, and Gus Warland. You'll see Pagey, obviously, on Professor's Second Year Syndrome, and Fletch everywhere.
Fletch.
How are you, buddy?
Good, Tone. How are you?
Very, very well, thank you. Are you confident? Because that's what you need to be as you go into this call, both with your team and with your commentary skills.
Yeah, I think we'll be okay. We've got Gus, who's calling the ball by ball.
Yeah.
Pagey and I are just jumping in when needed, and we've also got a member of the Team of the Century. After the Roosters team of the century,
team
who
the
is
century.
Also here, yeah. Cooper Silk, he was the ball boy in team of the century, but he still knows his stuff. From what was your year? 1982 to about 1990 was his era. Knows them all, knows all those players.
Do you think, in terms of your love for the game, you've played for not just the Roosters, though, how passionate are you going to be, how biased, how unfair on the opposition?
Basically, like Gordon, if a Brisbane Broncos team was playing the opposite, because we all know he hates Brisbane. No, it's going to be good. That's our brief. Our brief is to be one-eyed as possible, and that's what we're going to be doing.
All right. And I understand you've got sponsors on board.
We do, yeah. Well, we had to knock them back.
Yeah.
The head sponsor is the Bondi Botox Clinic. My favourite is the South Bondi Swingers Association, because I have put my membership fee in, but still haven't got my card. You both want to join? I'm happy for you.
Well, I'm already there, so I can probably be in a
match
for you.
Yeah.
I'm one dog, one bone.
Yeah. Yeah. I like what you're doing with this in here. It's good. It's a half... looks like a sauna in here.
Yeah, well,
reminds me of the joint down in Kenzo down there.
Yeah. Well, Dell's a sweater.
I'm not sweating. I'm looking great.
And so Gus Walland, I understand, is doing the ball by ball for you.
Gus Hadley. Gus Hadley will be doing the ball by ball. We had a bit of a run, didn't we, the other day?
Not really.
Yeah, it was putrid. But I mean,
he'll need a microphone when he does that. Professional outfit, obviously. Yeah,
sorry, I'm used to the grill team. Mate.
Amateur
hour, but I'm just trying to watch bloody Wyong throw this away. The minor premiers, and they've had three shots at field goal. They led by 16, and it still looks like it's going into golden point.
See, there you go. There's an absolute rooster.
Another
too. He's worried about Wyong.
Yeah, well, you know, another really good local junior system. Yeah. Coming through the Roosters.
Well, South's nicked all our juniors, mate.
Oh, is that right?
So because we're successful, we can go to another area in New South Wales and create some goodness up there.
You have a lot of love, Gus, obviously, from South Sydney fans for the jokes that you've told about them. With the Titans, what's your prep been like? Crack at Jared?
Titans are a joke, though, and it's hard to get up for them, which is what I'm worried about this afternoon, Tone, because if it's South, no matter if they're leading the comp or we're coming bottom or vice versa, you know they're going to be up for it. But against these bunch of knob nuts, who knows what we're going to do? did you see Hayne down there before his sunnies on and stuff?
Yeah.
Does he still think he's at San Francisco or something? The bloke, fair dinkum, I just hope he doesn't step up against us.
Yes, indeed he may. Well, and Pagey, of course, is the third member of the crew.
Yet to be sighted, Tone.
Is that right?
Right. He's at...
Yeah, call it for us, Gus. Have a bit of a practice.
Well, fortunately, Wyong of Dan's Lanner on the ball, and it's golden point now in the first versus fourth in the Interest Super Cup. So there you go. Yeah.
That was good. What's their sponsors?
Have we got the Golden Apple as one of our sponsors?
They were, but they were struck off.
Oh.
The Bondi Botox Clinic is our head sponsor.
Okay.
Double Bay Breast Implants, so they've just jumped on board.
Yeah.
Solid support there.
All right, gentlemen, I understand there's a lot of preparation to be done before you get upstairs.
Straight to the bar, I think. We go straight to level 2.
Exactly. All right, make sure you do. If you want to have a listen to that, you just got to download the Triple M NRL app. Do that right now and click on the link, the ridiculously biased Roosters call. Gentlemen, have a good one. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, boys.
Thanks, boys.
Saturday Triple M NRL doing it for Bryden's Lawyers.
One, two, three, four. Never miss a minute of the footy.
Too good. Oh, mate.
Download the Triple M NRL app and listen anywhere. This is Saturday Triple M NRL.
Lovely to have your company, Wyong and Canterbury, in the New South Wales Cup. Is going to Golden Point kick off their 26th all at the end of regular time. A mistake from the kickoff, as you say, a knock-on from the kickoff. Wyong now has that advantage. All right, we did speak to Fletch, we spoke to Gus there, just making their debut as callers, which makes it probably appropriate for us to do this.
The Triple M Footy Voice.
Yeah, over the past few weeks, as you know, we've been asking people to send us their best rugby league commentary. Registrations, of course, are now closed. It's a great competition, great prize. Winner gets the commentating experience, plus tickets to the NRL Grand Final. Who knows, maybe a start of a new career right here at Triple M. So we sat down at the Triple M headquarters and selected the semi-finalists. We've got the new challenge for them to go a game from round 24. Now, here a few of the entries before we make a decision on just whittling down once more into our last final four. Have a listen to this.
Albie,
from Randwick in New South Wales.
Sends it to Laffey. Laffey offloads to Nightingale on his wing. Comes inside his man. Pushes away. One, two. Just throws away Maguire, but goes down in the tackle. Nine out. Laffey goes at the act in half. Pushes away Boyd. He's trying to aim for the line now. He's got some strength about him. Does a full 360. Sends it out to Thompson to Whittam. A massive cutout pass by three players to Kurt Mann. Steps outside his man. Steps right around Nikarima now. Offloads the ball to Dugan. Dugan's on his way to the line. And he does a Max Maddox and drops it.
David from Berwick in Victoria.
Maguire runs the ball up over halfway before being met there by Vaughan. Tariq Sims around the legs. Brisbane have got numbers there on the right. They go at the Thaiday. Thaiday off his right. Met there by McGuinness. Vaughan to Bellendale low. 30 metres out. Fourth tackle. Hunt to dummy half. Gives it to Maguire. Maguire gives it out to Milford. Milford gets through the man tackle. Cut out past to Oates. Oates for the corner. Corey Oates. Oh, what a leap by Corey Oates. And I'm sure that this is going to be a Brisbane try.
And representing Queensland, Harrison from Brisbane.
The Knights, they'll get another crack. 3 minutes gone and the Knights have another opportunity to strike first. It's tapped and goes to Safidi for the first hit up centre field. He'll play the ball. Bura out of dummy half goes right to Brock Lamb. Lamb, short pass to Fitzgibbon, and Fitzgibbon will muscle his way over the line.
There you go. There's those first three, Albie, David and Harrison. What were your thoughts, gentlemen? Where are we going? David, I really liked. I like the draw. Oh, he's got the...
Yeah, look, I think with that last one, I think it was Harrison. He lacked tempo. You know, I found it really hard to, you know, to join the slower parts of his call than the excitement. I just thought the middle part for mine, I think Harrison's got to go, to be honest, Tony.
Really?
Well done, Harrison. Best. Yep.
You
did your best, mate, but I just don't think you're up to standard with the rest
of them. Who's the second guy? I didn't mind him. He was really good.
David. I thought David was David outstanding.
Really nice energy.
I thought they were all good, actually. Yeah. Albie, of course, from Randwick in New South Wales. Harrison is the Queenslander. You'd be upset if you were him.
Oh, not really. Mate, he wasn't. Harrison, you're not up to scratch, mate. See you later, buddy.
Gee, it's a cruel school. It's a cruel school. He's come through. Harrison's done very, very well.
He's made the finals. But this is what it is. It's no good getting there and not winning.
You can let people down gently.
No, that's not how I roll.
Really?
Yeah. He's not a sandwich guy. You know the sandwich, Tony? He's not a sandwich guy. He's a straight to the point guy.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So layer we're saying that Albie and David are going through.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. No. We're saying Harrison isn't going through.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. All right. Are we all speaking English here? Okay.
Thank you, Harrison.
All right. Well done, Harrison. There you go. There's our first two through. Well, no.
He just got brushed.
Yeah. That's not well done, mate. There ain't no second prizes here, mate.
Tony, that's your problem. You're the kind of guy. He likes to give out trophies for participation.
Yes. Encouragement awards.
Isn't that what happens at your kids' school?
No.
No, really? It's the first gold. Everybody else is a loser.
Mate, you're that person who wants, no scores, you know, when they're playing junior sport now? Just no score.
Can I not just be a real human being who has some sort of compassion for people? And you've just, rather than going, Harrison, you're good, you've just bagged.
If you want to support mediocrity, Tony, that's totally up to you, brother.
But I would have called it mediocrity.
Damn it. He always gets me with the words.
Let's have a listen to our second group.
Dan from Druin, Victoria.
Penalty to the Knights, 10 out centre field, and they will elect against taking the two, and Bureau will take the tap. The man at the centre of this, to Hodkins, an inside ball to Daniel Saifidi. Much improved player to Jamie Bureau once again. Dummies a couple, goes right, Brock Lamb. Hits Fitzgibbon. Fitzgibbon's over. Is he? Joe Simpson was underneath him, the referee. Adam G points to the spot. The Knights strike first at McDonald Jones Stadium.
Adam from Newcastle in New South Wales.
Brummies, he offloads to a flying cross. Step inside. Safidi tries in vain. Oh, Brady Cross. He runs away with it. Three in the kit bag. All the way back to Melbourne. And it's 32 points to 16 on the Kotaya scoreboard. And that seals the minor premiership for the purple juggernaut, the Melbourne Storm.
Sam from Bondi.
Cleary looks for an inside ball away to Katoa, and Katoa is taken just 5 metres outside the line now. They play it quickly. Goes away to May. May quick ball to Merrin. Merrin tries to march over, but he's taken by 4 or 5. Buddy gets an offload away to May. May goes away to Isaiah Yeo. Moylan's now got him inside the middle of the field, and he's trying to dance around and find a little hole. He offloads it to Tarmow, and Tarmow's taken by 3 or 4, just 5 metres outside of the line now. Quick play of the ball to May. May goes from
There you go. There are the final three, Dan, Adam and Sam. Hoops, what do you think?
Where was Sam from?
Sam's from Bondi.
Oh, okay. I thought he must have been from Brisbane. He had a little bit of the Ben Dobbins about him, the way that he liked to call. But I'm going to go for Dan.
You like Dan as your favourite?
Yep.
Okay. Are you you're keeping Dan. We're going to lose one, so you think Dan's there. What are your thoughts?
I got to say, I like Sam. I like the last guy.
Really?
Yeah. I think he did a really good job, and the other two guys, they were okay.
I couldn't.
But I just couldn't agree with you less. If you don't like Sam, you're going to have to convince me, Tony, because I thought Sam was brilliant.
Well, I thought he was brilliant too, but I thought the others were brilliant too.
Okay, so you didn't like Sam's call. You can say it.
Yeah. No, I thought Sam's call was pretty good.
Okay, but you want him out of the competition.
I don't want him out of it, but the rules will state that what we're
about is to chop him out, Tony. Well, you're chopping him out.
There's four of us.
Just chop him out.
Wendell Saylor.
Who do you like?
Wendell Saylor, what do you think?
Sam, goodbye, mate.
Goodbye to Sam.
Yeah, he's gone.
Really?
I didn't really enjoy Sam that much.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't believe that. He just got absolutely no feelings whatsoever.
That would be my reckoning. If Sam were to go, if that was the decision you three come up with, okay, I'm okay with it.
See you, Sam.
That means that we have Albie, David, Dan and Adam, and two of them are from Victoria. Who'd have thought two of our finalists will be from Victoria?
Is that right?
Yeah, that is right.
David was strong. Okay. Albie was strong too. Yeah. Really.
Sam, congratulations as we look here. And
game on the line here, Tone.
It's all over.
Wyong in the corner.
Wyong in the corner to a scoring golden point. 30 Gold. Points to 26. That was terrific.
That's what it's all about. Who doesn't like golden point?
If only Sam was here to call it for us.
He's practicing.
Thank you so much. That, of course, is the Triple M footy voice. We'll get something for those guys to have a go at next. Four left, four still standing. This is Saturday Triple M NRL doing it for Brighton's lawyers. Some civil chair for you on a Saturday afternoon. Saturday Triple M NRL, New South Wales Cup playing out before us right now in extra time, just seconds remaining, and Wyong the Roos, who I think are leading the competition. Is that right, Hoops?
Yes, they finished first, and Canterbury finished fourth, Tone. So.
And Wyong have got the job done. It is 30 points to 26. It seems like that is just... There they go. It's a full-time siren as we speak. Wyong have beaten the Bulldogs. All right, gentlemen, it is time for a bit of this.
Ladies and gentlemen, three in five.
I love Tony Sessions. Yeah. I love the three in five.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 3 in 5.
All right, look, very, very easy operation for the three of you. I'm going to give you a question. You have to see if you can come up with three answers for it in the 5 seconds that will be allotted to you. Questions aren't difficult. It's the pressure of the time that really does make a difference. That said, the questions are really difficult. Today, they're very, very difficult.
What'd you come up with, Tony?
Well, okay. I've got a couple of things going on here. Some of them are themes of what's going on. Some just have arisen out of what's happened on the show during the day. Okay? I'm going to start, though, with a serious rugby league question. I'm going to go to you, Hoops, because it's very, very tough. Okay. We are here, of course, with the Roosters taking on the Titans. Could you please name for me the years in which the Roosters won their last three premierships?
2002, 1975 and 1974.
I missed 13. No, that was brilliant, though. Yeah. Brilliant. I'm going to give you three. I'm going to give you the three.
Thanks,
there.
Don't.
Well done. All right, we spoke about this a little bit earlier, and Ryan Girdler was all over. Girds, can you please name three Macklemore songs?
Glorious, glorious, Can't Hold Us, and Downtown.
Yeah.
He's got a wrist.
He's got protest lodged. He's got a bit of paper in front of him.
Some call it luck. I call it being prepared when opportunity arises,
correct.
Tony.
You didn't know that was going to be a question.
I didn't know that was going to be a question.
That was just your research because you knew that he'd been invited to play.
Massive brand
at the grand final.
That's valid.
I would have also accepted Thrift Shop.
Actually, I'm not playing.
I beg your pardon.
I want him to have another question. Otherwise, I'm not playing, mate. That's not fair.
You want him to have another question, or you're not playing?
Well, either or.
Is that what you like?
He's got to have another question, or else, because he's got it written down there. That's not fair.
The umpire's decision is final. No argument will be entered into.
I'm not playing.
Oh, don't take your microphone off. Come on, put up Wendell.
Okay, let's go.
All right. We learned something about you a little bit earlier, Wendell, as you oiled yourself up.
Yeah.
In the studio. you? Could you please? Could you please first take your hand off me, and then can you secondly give me three brands of moisturising lotion?
Oh yes, Dove, pawpaw cream, Vaseline.
I'm going to stop you right there.
Johnson & Johnson.
Stop.
What about the Garnier Fructis?
Jergens, you could have had Olay.
Very well, you know what?
I'm not what is he doing with it?
Everybody gets 3 points. Everybody gets 3 points. Saturday, Triple MNRL for Bryden's Lawyers.
For Bryden's Lawyers, protecting your future. This is Saturday Triple MNRL with Peter Sterling, Tony Squires, Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor, and James Hooper.
Oh, what a tackle!
Beautiful tackle.
Triple M rocks the footy.
Lovely to have your company as we count down towards kickoff at 3 o'clock. Remember, you can hear every second of Triple M footy wherever you happen to be. All you've got to do is just download that Triple M NRL app and do it now. Right now, as we speak at Allianz Stadium, it's Roosters Old Boys Day, and some of them are making their way around the field to the applause of the Roosters faithful fans in the ground. Well played to those gentlemen. We've got plenty to get to. First, let's have a look before we get to the cooler. I know most of you have been waiting patiently to hear from the cooler today. We'll also preview this game thanks to Iveco Trucks. But Hoops, let's just have a little look at what's going on thanks to Mongrel Boots in terms of ins and outs.
There's a couple of changes for the Roosters, Tone, and these changes are, of course, thanks to Mongrel Boots. So Trent Robinson has opted to rest Dylan Napa and also Aidan Guerra. That means that Ryan Madison will shift to the back row. He was originally named in the centres. Joseph Manu moves into the back line. Siwa Taukeiaho will start in the front row for Dylan Napa. And Victor Radley, the fan favourite and Roosters local junior, will join the interchange bench. Those changes for Mongrel Boots. For the Titans, just the one change on their bench. Keegan Hipgrave comes into the side and he replaces Benjamin Nakubawai.
Okay, thank you so much for that, Hoops.
A little bit of history here. Mm-hmm. I remember when I used to live here when I was at the Waratahs.
When you say here, you mean Sydney?
Yeah, Sydney when I used to live here. So Victor Radley, Tristan Saylor, and Lachlan Lamb all played Clovelly Crocs. They all started there together at the age of eight.
One of the great clubs, Clovelly Crocs. Okay, before I get to the cooler and get into this game in detail, a couple of obviously huge games, specifically the Sea Eagles and Panthers. It's at 5:30, Lotto Land this evening. What do we think? What do you think, Del?
Yeah, I think, it's a tough one because their form hasn't been great at home this year, Manly. They've had a couple of wins of late there. But, I think I like the Panthers. I said the Panthers are my favourite start of the year. Cherry Evans is playing some wonderful football. Cherry Evans and Young Cleary, that's the matchup I want to see in the backs. But in the forwards, Martin Taupau, he's got to set the standard there with Regan Campbell-Gillard. I'm going to go with the Panthers. I think they'll be embarrassed about last week. There's a lot on the line, so yeah.
Hoops?
I like the Eagles, Tone. I think that they have to win to qualify, be guaranteed to qualify for the semi-finals. So I just get the feeling that there's a lot at stake. It's going to be a semi-final style of game, but I like Manly just.
And Ryan Girdler, lifetime Panthers member.
Yeah, look, I think in these situations when there's, one team's got everything to play for and the other side's a little bit more comfortable, I mean, in those desperation, those little plays, they seem to be done a little bit better, obviously, by the side that's just hanging on by a thread, and that's the Eagles. No Dylan Edwards, who's been a revelation for Penrith. No Matty Moylan. Dean Farre comes in at the back. I don't think he'll play there today. I think Zalesniak. Watini's Lesniak will move back there and Farre will push probably into the centres and they will put Wonga Blake out onto the wing. I can't see a guy that hasn't played fullback since 2013 and been out for 8 weeks coming back into one of the most important positions in the field. So I think there'll be some changes to the Penrith side. A lot of confidence out of what they did last week, Manly. The field goal, obviously, against the Warriors there, so there'll be a lot of belief. I'm with Del, though. I mean, Marty Tabau hasn't had a great back end of the season. He was dynamic for the first half of the year, and he was the catalyst of the success that they had and the big wins that they had. I saw a couple of them over here at Allianz. They love playing away, but he's the man that needs to stand up and confront this Penrith pack today. If he can do that and lead his charges, I think the desperate Seagulls will just get home.
Anthony Maroon has just walked into the commentary box. We're wearing a
just peeled eight layers
South
of clothing
jersey.
On. Fact,
now
he's taking
no
shirt
shirt
off
on
too.
Look
at it.
Looking very good.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, man, he's wearing a South jumper,
tell
boys, because it's Roosters Old Boys Day.
Yeah.
And what would piss him off more than a guy up here in a South Sydney jumper?
Absolutely brilliant of the man.
But you know what? The Roosters are playing finals at South, aren't they?
Oh, bang, there we go. We'll get to the Storm and the Raiders in a moment. And, of course, this game, the Roosters and the Titans. Before that, though, what you've all been waiting for, it's time for this.
You're cooler.
Best cooler there ever was, and I need him back.
You are not telling me to the cooler.
The cooler.
All right, everyone. Chill.
Tony the Cooler, while you're away.
Yeah, missed him.
He was really good. And you probably didn't know this, boys, but the Cooler has a fan club. That's right.
What?
Yeah. www.thecooleristhesit.com. Not case sensitive. Yeah, where some of his loyal fans actually sending him some horses to have a look at over the weekend. So he's going to start the Cooler's little segment here, mentioning a guy named Aiden who came up with a suggestion in Grafton today. Race 6, number 2, Supreme Willie.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this would normally be right up the Cooler's alley.
Yes, I would have thought.
Supreme Willie.
Mm-hmm.
But he's had a look at the form, and it's poor. And out of Grafton today, he spoke to a couple of track officials, and they've basically said it's not the right track for a Supreme Willie. So he's had to look around, and he's found something in Brisbane.
Oh, yeah.
Love it.
The Cooler doesn't like Brisbane unless there's a big Gymkhana on, and then he's the first one there. But today, Tony,
yes,
he likes a couple of your life mantras, the Cooler. One of them is, it's not the size of the dog in the fight, but the size of the fight in the dog.
Mm-hmm.
You swear by that one. The other one is, if you can see it through the pubic hair, it's okay to shower in public. And so, basically, strap the fence paling to the hamstring. This could get messy. The coolest tip today is Brisbane, race 7, number 7, 1-inch punch. It's paying about $5, and Jay Lord will be driving his 1-inch home today, and it will win, and the Cooler's out.
Winks would have been an option for you.
Yeah.
It wasn't suggested by any of the fans.
It hasn't gone to Grafton yet, Winks.
No.
All right, thank you so much, Cool. Gentlemen, this game, it's about to get underway. As I said, it's Roosters Old Boys Day. They are gathered on Allianz Stadium, just taking some photos. I can see Anthony Minicello down there. I think he's the only man in a suit looking $1 million, which is probably exactly how much it cost. The Roosters and the Titans. James Hooper, thoughts?
Yeah, I think the Roosters too much to play for today, Tony. If they win, then they guarantee themselves a home semi-final against the Broncos. So I think they'll win easy, given the Titans' recent form.
Dill?
Oh, mate, I think they'll put 40 on them here today. It's going to be too easy. They're just going to execute through the middle. Out wide, they'll throw it around. And just Titans, they just want it to be Mad Monday.
Is that what's going to happen? A state of mind is a part of this, isn't it?
Oh, it is, mate. Look, they'll go out there and try and have a bit of a crack for the first 15, 20 minutes, but I just think subconsciously they just know it's been a terrible back end of the season for them, and there's been a lot happening.
It's hard to let Ash Taylor, who is a genius football player,
yeah.
He throws that pass for a try for the Bulldogs last week. Those kinds of things happen. It's a long season for a young guy. Towards the back end, that can be the time where those mistakes start to happen, don't they, Goods?
Yeah. Today will be all about their defence,
yep.
For the Roosters, Tony. I mean, they got their attack. Sorry, they I was just looking at some of the I wasn't listening to
you. You had no idea.
I was just looking at some
I asked you if you wanted to go to a movie later.
I was actually looking at the Roosters ex-players and trying to recognise them. I don't know, buddy, any of them. And there's a guy down there in a T-shirt and a beanie. I mean, he's just not going to make it in the eastern suburbs. But look, today, last week I thought the Roosters, on the back of their defence, they got it right. And it was, they didn't have a lot of football against the Sharks. And they were down to 10 men for stages. But that was the sort of performance you can build a final series on, wasn't it? And they've been up and down all year, the Roosters. But I think on the back of last week, they'll come out today and they'll focus on their attack and they'll try and get those combinations right. I've been a little bit concerned through the season about the defence of the Roosters, especially out on those edges when they've got Manu and those guys playing and they had Mitchell in the centres. They looked a lot of points. They've tightened that up. I think Orbison's got to play out wide. He really strengthens their defence up. And I think Ryan Madison, even though he could be concerned if he comes up against a Jennings or a Roberts in the finals, defensively he's been really good as well for the Roosters. And I know he's not going to play there today, but I think we'll see him back there for the big games at the back of the season. Look, do they do what Parramatta did last night? Do they go out? They got, had a big game against the defending premiers last week against the Sharkies at Southern Cross Group Stadium. They've got a big game potentially against Brisbane. We don't know where it's going to be next week. Have they got their eyes on that, or do they come out today and sharpen their tools for the finals? I think they'll come out and put on a display today and be way too good for the Gold Coast.
It seems it will be the Roosters. It seems it will be Anthony Maroon. He joined us very, very shortly for this call. Thank you to Bryden's lawyers. Thank you to you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Tony. Welcome back.
Terrific afternoon.
It was a great show.
In front of the footy.
One of your best.
And thank you to all our listeners. See you next time.
Triple M Rock Saturday Arvo Footy for Bryden's lawyers. Protecting your future.